Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Ki Tavo. We are in Perek Beis, the second chapter of Ta'anit, fasts at Mishnah Dolet. Now, Mishnah Dolet is a continuation of Gimel mentioned. They add six blessings into the Shmoneh Esrei. It is lengthened by six blessings, and we mentioned the topic of those blessings in Mishnah Gimel. Now, Mishnah Dolet, we talk about the Chotam, the seal, the finishing phrase of each blessing. Al HaRishona, who Omer, on the first one. Now, this isn't exactly the first additional blessing. This is the blessing of Goel Yisrael, which is actually blessing number 7 in our daily Amidah, our Shmon Esrei. We change the Chotam there. We change the closing phrase to Misha Onat Avraham Bahara Moria, the one who answered Abraham when he was doing the Akedat Yitzhak on the Har Moria, which later became Yerushalayim. Hu Yane Etchem, he should answer you, Vishma, Bekot Tzachatem, and hear the voice of your crying out, Hayom Hazeh, on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. So the Goel Yisrael part is the same as our normal seventh blessing. And then after that, we add the six additional blessings, and this Mishnah will describe the seal, the finishing phrase of each. Al Hashniya, Hu Omer, and this is the blessing related to Zichronot, about Hashem remembering us, Misha Anat Avutenu, the one who answered our forefathers, Al Yam Suf, next to the Red Sea or the Reed Sea. Remember when the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were chasing after us and the sea was in front of us? We were between a rock and a hard place, but actually it was between Egyptians and a sea. Hu Yane Etchem, he will answer you, Vishma Vakotzaratem, and listen to your cries, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher Nishkahot. You are blessed, the one who remembers the forgotten. Now this is interesting because there is no shicha lifnei kisei kivodecha. There's no forgetting. There's no concept of forgetting by Hashem. Information is never lost by Hashem. So there's no concept of that. But we feel as if Hashem has forgotten us when, you know, the Jews felt. They said, hey, maybe it's better to go back to Egypt. Well, there's no graves in Egypt. We could be buried there. Why do we have to be murdered by the Egyptians or drowned in the sea? You know, they were very upset. They felt like they had been forgotten. And that's when they cried out to Moshe, and Hashem told them, you know, go, just go into the sea. You need to take action. Sometimes when we feel forgotten by Hashem or even by a human being, it's upon us to take some kind of remedial action to change our situation and thereby change our outlook. And they ended up singing Shira. We ended up singing a beautiful song, Az Yashir, after that miracle, miraculous salvation there. Al Shlishit, and this one's Shofarot, Hu Omer, Misha Anat Yehoshua Begogol, the one who answered Yehoshua, Joshua, at the Battle of Jericho. Hu Yane Etchem Vishmako Tzagatem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Terua. Now, Terua, again, is Lashon of a Terua of a Shofar. By Gilgal, Yehoshua had the nation blow the Shofarot to destroy the walls of Jericho. Al Ravit, the fourth additional blessing is based on Tehillim, we said yesterday, Hu Omer, Misha Anat Shmuel b'mitzpah, the one who answered Shmuel at mitzpah. It was a big battle with the police team. Hu Yane Etchem, he'll answer you, Vishma b'kol tzakatem, and hear your cries, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tzaka. Because by that war, by mitzpah, it says by Yitzok, Shmuel Anavi cried out, screamed out to Hashem for salvation, and was answered. Al Hamishi, to Omer on the fifth, they make the seal, Misha Anat Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Hashem who answered Eliyahu Behar Carmel, Hu Yane Etchem, Vishma B'Katzot Kahem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tfila. Blessed are you who answers our prayers. Now, Har Carmel is very famous. Eliyahu prayed that Hashem should accept his korban, his offering, even though Har Carmel is not the Beis Hamikdash. But Hashem had ordered the Navi Eliyahu, the prophet, to bring a korban there as a public display that the people of Israel, this is the northern kingdom, famous for idolatry, the people should still try to follow Hashem instead of following the Baal. And famously there was it was the first barbecue cook-off or chili cook-off in recorded history. The Nevi'ei HaBaal, the prophets of the Baal, they were screaming and crying and praying and cutting themselves to get Baal to send fire down. And Eliyahu says, you know, no, you got no fire. And Eliyahu prays and Hashem sends a fire down to bring the korban, the offering to Hashem. And famously, the whole nation there said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So it's great. Al Shishit, who Omer on number 6, he says, Misha Ana Yonah, Bimei Hadoga, the one who answered Jonah in the belly of the whale. Hu Yane Etchem, Vishma Bekotzak, Etchem Yom Hazeh, he will listen to you and hear your cries. Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'one Be'etzara, who answers us in a time of suffering. Sometimes you don't pray hard enough until you really feel the suffering. Al Shvit, Hu Omer, God forbid, we should be able to pray without suffering. But sometimes in the belly of the beast, that's what you need. Al Shvit, Hu Omer, Misha Ana, at David, at Shlomo, but no, Yerushalayim, who answered King David and King Shlomo in Jerusalem when there was a fast in both of their days. Hu yaneh etchem v'yishma b'kol tzaketchem hayom hazeh brochet Hashem hamerachem al haaretz, who's merciful on the land and obviously on the people as well. Now Mishnah Hay adds, Maisei b'mei Rabbi Cholofta Rabbi Chananya ben Trodion. There was an incident, a happening, when there was a fast proclaimed for lack of rain in the days of Rabbi Cholofta and Rabbi Chananya ben Trodion, very ancient times. She'avar echa lifnei ateva, one of them went to daven in front of the people. V'gamar at the bracha kula, he finished all of these additional blessings. V'lo anu acharav amein, and the people there, they didn't say amein after these additional blessings. Instead, they said baruch shem kavod malchuto leolam va'ed. Now that's interesting because we answer that in the temple. We actually mention this in the Mishnayot in Yuma. We're talking about in Yom Kippur when the nation heard the Kohen Gadol making blessings in davening. They would answer Baruch Shem Kavod Mechudu L'Alam V'Ed, like we normally say after Shema. The Mishnah continues, Tiku Kohanim Tikau. They instructed the Kohanim to blow the shofar, and they said Misha Anat Avraham Avinu Bahar Muya Hu Yanei Etchem V'Yishma B'Kot Tzachatchem Hayom Hazeh. Then they instructed Hariyu, but they heard Hariyu. So they were blowing shofar during the davening service at this fast day. And then they added Misha Anat Avotenu, Al Yam Suf, Hu Yane Etchem, Vishme Bekot Tzachatchem, Ayom Hazeh, like we said in the previous Mishnah, Kashibah Devar Etzelachomim. And somebody reported on them. Somebody said, listen, their tefillah was a little different by Rabbi Cholofta and Rabbi Chananya ben Trodion. They made a tefillah on public fast day, and they had the shofar blowing in the middle, and the people weren't saying amen, they were saying baruch shem instead. So somebody told the other sages about this. Amru, the other sages replied, lo hayinu nohagim ken, that this was never the minhag to do outside of the temple. Ele b'shar mizrach u'bahar abayit. It was only the minhag to do such a thing at the eastern gate of the temple on the temple mount itself. So when people were gathering there to pray, to pray Shemona Esrei, to pray Amidah at the temple, they would say after blessings, Baruch Shem Kavod Melchuto L'Olam V'Ed, they would, instead of Amen. But outside of the temple, we should always say Amen instead. It sounds like they didn't object to blowing shofar to help the people to daven and arouse them for tshuva and repentance. They objected to using Baruch Shem outside of the temple. That answer is reserved for the temple. Outside, we're all Amen Yids. Good Shabbos and be well.